The golden ticket.
Now, I just started the recording. So those of you just tuning in, we've been talking about Joe's odd eating habits for a larger man.
There's nothing. Whoa.
Well, I'm not saying you're fat.
No. Larger man has nothing to do with it. I don't like getting my fingers dirty.
Okay, so
I'm not prissy. I'm not sophisticated aristocrat type person. I don't like to get my fingers dirty when I'm eating ribs.
Okay, I'm sorry. So we've been talking about how Joe doesn't like to eat corn on the cob because it gets all messy, and he won't eat ribs because it gets messy as well.
Yeah, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Which, hey, I'm not here to judge, not by any means. So that's what we're talking about right now. We're talking about Joe's eating habits, and so Joe, you're saying you're going to give anybody who's listening right now, you're going to give them the golden ticket.
The golden ticket, because next week, 7 o'clock, I hope and pray, who's ever listening to this, you tune in, because something very special is going to happen, and that is the Christmas special of the Pickett and Joe Show.
That's right. The Pickett and Joe Show Christmas special. Now, a couple years ago, last year was our first Christmas special. And we thought at that point we were going to do more shows and more shows and more shows. And we were going to keep the party going. And we ended up not being able to. Just things fell through. I got sick or something. I seem to always get sick during showtime. It sounds really weird, but it's seriously legit.
Yeah, he's sick.
Yeah. Anyway, so no. So, yeah, we've actually kind of been in talks about doing some other things with the show. But we've currently got a brand new studio. Mm-hmm. It's a nice studio. Let's be honest. It's probably the nicest studio we've ever been in, short of an actual radio station.
And we might post pictures on the Facebook page.
We very well may. And there may be some live feed for Thursday night, too. I'm going to try to work in a camera. I may have to go to the store and get, like, a USB extender and then do, like, end up in the corner shot, because I think that'd be a nice shot of the whole studio.
I think it would be too.
And we've got a spot for it. So, I mean, so we've got a brand new studio. We've got a full cast of people.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Should we keep it a secret? Or I personally, I don't really think we should.
No. Remember last year we had Brad Lohman.
Yeah.
Brad Lohman was our newbie for the Pickett and Joe show. He's his first time ever on the show, and he was a freaking hit.
He was.
He was fantastic. He's going to be coming on the show then. Also,
good old faithful. We have
Tom.
We got Tom.
Good old Tom.
Tom contacted us.
Yes.
He
wanted to do the show.
He heard about
we can
it.
Never turn down somebody like that who's always here for us. Tom is one of our longtime listeners. Yep. And always been on the show, really. He's not really just a listener. I mean, he is a fan.
Since 2005.
Has been faithful. Yes. He is always there.
9 years.
He's been rocking. Joining us very late in the show, we're going to have Grizz. He's going to be in the second hour of the show. The Christmas special is only going to be 2 hours. Can you believe that? We're going to do a 2-hour show. We usually do like 4.
And we're doing a special start time of 7, not 6 this year, just so everybody can get here on time. I think last year, you know, we had the big ice and snowstorm that really stopped. A lot of people didn't know. I didn't know if we were going to do the show or not last year.
Yeah, I remember the night before, we actually, fun fact, little inside tip, we actually recorded a bit last year that we never used. We may eventually put something out, but probably not, to be honest. We got snowed in kind of last year, and we recorded a bit about it by getting snowed in. Me and Joe getting snowed in with Grizz and Tom, can imagine. More so just the fact that me, Tom, and Joe were stuck in a room with Grizz for a long time.
Right.
Scary. Very scary.
Very scary. And then, of course, we have someone who has not been on the show in many years making his return, which I know I'm excited about. I know Dave's excited about. And I know he's excited about this as well, is Mr. Corey Koski.
Corey Koski. Now, Corey Koski hooked back up with us to record an audio for a show that we might still be able to air at some point. At least release some audio clips from. We decided to delve into the paranormal world for a little bit there when it was still warm enough to do anything.
Boy, what an adventure that was.
If those of you who know Grizz, he's a bit of a nut. And he... That's weird.
And we're back.
I don't know how long we were off.
Well, in case you missed all that, we're just talking about how much of a nut Grizz is. Dave's words, not mine.
Grizz is a nut. We're discussing that because we did a little bit of paranormal show for a little bit there, and it was a good time. Honestly, I had fun with it. But either here nor there, Corey Koski joined us for our last adventure, and we talked to him. He's going to be here at the show. What time did you say he was going to be here?
He's going to stop by at 7:30, so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so that's all right. We're going to have a good time with it. It's going to be fun. We have one more cast member, brand new to the show altogether. He actually, we started a brand new show a while back called Sports Talk with Joe. It was Joe's show. He was going to do a show about sports talk. He's still interested in the show. But the first show we recorded, we kind of took it as a bit of a sign. We haven't done anything since. He recorded about an MMA fight that was up and coming.
The guy got hurt.
The guy got hurt, so the fight didn't happen.
Yeah.
So the show was kind of like, well, there's that. But we recorded early enough, so I mean, not like we released it and looked like idiots.
True story. I mean, plus, to be honest, I mean, you know, Pig and Joe Productions has been doing other things right now. I don't really want to dabble into what we've been doing because I do want to keep some stuff a secret. I'm very excited about the things we have coming up, and I don't get excited very easily if you know me.
And it's true, he does it.
So, I mean, you gotta look out for the stuff that's coming within the next couple months. When it's gonna be released, I do not know. It just depends on when David and I feel like the time is right.
Yeah, so I hope we'll have something to give you guys on the Christmas special. I hope we'll have something to tell you.
Yeah.
But during this this test show, we just wanted to have a little fun here and kind of hang out. See our fans if we have any.
Probably
out
not.
There. Who knows?
Probably Tom.
If Tom, if you're listening.
We love you.
Call us on the phone. Or text us, something. Send us a sign, Tom. So, we're excited. This is our first live show since last year, right now. And it's only live for us. We're recording it. We might, put out things for it later, but it's kind of fun. I'm really excited.
I'm excited, too. I think it's funny. The last show we did was December 13th. Tonight's December 11th. So, pretty framed. Didn't really plan on this happening.
Spur
of the moment thing. But back to Courtney, we did something, which I don't know if we're going to release or not. It is very ridiculous.
It's probably not going to be released. It was fun. It was all in good fun, but
it might strike nerves.
Right, so I don't think we're going to go there. But no. We might do some more with Courtney to be able to release. He's a great guy, though. He's a lot of fun. We actually got a little taste from a few of the other things we kind of have work in the works. And I got to say, I'm excited. I'm really excited to have Courtney on the show. So we've got a people-packed show. We're going to have some music for you. We've got a few bits and pieces of things that are going to happen. Also, I'll be over the next week or so accepting a few calls for people wanting to give us like a Christmas greeting. Anybody who's interested in greeting one of the show members or the show as a whole, feel free to give me a message on Facebook and we'll hook up during Skype and I'll record the conversation myself. We're going to have a lot of fun with it. I'm excited about it. I know Joe is excited about the show.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a lot of fun. We're taking it back old school. I know last year we had a really fancy set that was digital, and I put a lot of work into that set, and it's still there. We still have it if we ever want to use it again.
Yeah.
But as of right now, we're putting that set on hold. We're going to do old school. One camera, maybe. Just shooting on the whole cast. In the past, we've only had it like on me. And I don't want the show to be about me. I don't want to look
He's
at me
conceited.
All show. I'm not. I'm anything but. I don't want to look at me the whole show. So I'm going to try to put the camera up in the corner and see if we can get the whole cast, the whole kit and caboodle. Give you a really nice visual of the studio. So.
And that we're, something I'm going to talk about on the show, I'm not going to talk about now, there's actually a special reunion that happened between the original Pickett and Joe Show cast that we haven't seen each other since, 2007 probably.
Yeah. A show and yeah. with this cast in years.
Yes, so there was a special reunion that happened, which I'm sure we're going to talk about.
Oh, it's going to happen. Probably fairly early in the show, to be completely honest.
So
It's a big deal, and we all got together and we saw each other, and I wish to God we'd gotten a picture.
I do too, or something to commemorate, you know, what happened. And it's actually funny to know that the poopy list that we did back in 2005 is still being shown. I did not know people still listen to the poopy list. I don't know how comfortable I am being associated with human feces and the different types, but hopefully we'll remember for something more than bowel movements and toilets. So that's my wish. That's my Christmas wish. Right.
Joe's Christmas wish is to not be assimilated with poop. Poo. Pee.
A different types of poopy.
Right. So, and we might actually have a little more of that. We are looking up some poopy list stuff ourselves, and I don't know if we're going to bring it back.
Never dies. I think you just have to be paying attention to what we're going to do, because ridiculousness always happens when you get me and Mr. Pickett here together.
It's so true, and we're so excited about it. I personally cannot wait to get the show rolling again.
Speaking of ridiculousness, back to what we alluded to earlier about apparently my eating habits. I don't necessarily, I think that me not wanting to get barbecue sauce or butter on my fingers is weird. All right. Now, is it weird because of my size? Is it weird because of my me?
I think it's a combination thing. Okay. You see a big guy, and I'm not talking fat, I'm talking tall. You see a tall guy, you instantly think of this burly, like, woodsman kind of character.
Whoa.
Just bear with me. No, bear with me.
I had the Paul Bunyan beard, and I was rocking.
But you do have the beard. You got some of the beard.
I do. I have gotten rid of the baby face.
Yeah, so the beard is present. So if I take some now, Grant, you dress pretty nicely. So I mean that kind of takes away from it.
Thank you. I don't wear the
flannel or anything like that.
I had a flannel shirt. I got rid of it.
Thank God.
Right. I give it to my brother.
And then if he started wearing a red like beanie hat, right. we'd be in. But no, I mean you're a tall guy. Yeah. You're a tall guy, so instantly I think, oh, this is a man's man. You know, he eats with his hands.
You know,
built the Eiffel Tower with brawn and steel.
Depending on who listened to that, they probably just laughed their heads off when you said man's man. Because they were like, no.
Right? Now, I'm saying that's by appearance.
That's right. Now, not by personality.
Now, when I get to... It doesn't surprise me as much that you don't eat... with your hands.
I'm not dainty.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever been to, like, medieval times?
Oh, yeah, babe.
You called me babe, and that's weird. So you've been to medieval times, and you ate with your hands there.
No.
They didn't have silverware.
I don't remember. I was a kid. Back then, I'm sure I did.
Okay,
back
fair then, enough.
I'm sure I did. But you know, I can't tell you the last time I had ribs. I probably guarantee you the last time I had ribs was at medieval times. If I had ribs today, I would use a knife and a fork.
That's just so weird to me. I had ribs last week, and I gotta be honest, it was messy, but I didn't care. It was ribs. It's supposed to be messy.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't care what people think. I just can't deal with the dirty dining. I just can't. I can't rock
dirty
it.
Dirty dining.
I can't rock it. You can hashtag that, by the way.
Hashtag dirty dining.
You know, okay.
I dirty dine all the time. Ribs or a finger, you know, food type thing. I'm gonna eat with my hands.
A finger sandwich. A little peanut butter and jelly and a triangle.
Peanut butter and jelly Sammy's. Yeah, whatever. Now, so the golden ticket. Now, you mentioned something earlier about a golden ticket. Mm-hmm. You're going to give somebody the golden ticket. What is this this golden ticket?
Now you're putting me on the spot. I can't tell you that.
You don't. But you're going to give somebody this ticket. I'm lost.
I was really thinking the golden ticket was the Pickett and Joe show. I didn't expect you to call me on that.
My apologies.
So, yeah, there is actually no golden ticket. So,
well, you know. I got a little excited about the golden ticket. I've got a golden ticket.
Because I don't. So, I mean, yeah. We can make one. We can make one and autograph
make
it.
And Pickett and Joe golden ticket.
We can give it to Pickett Tom. Pickett and Joe show. We can give it to Tom. No one who cares. Tom.
So sad. Oh, well, I like I said, I'm really excited about all this, and I'm glad we got a chance to kind of talk with some of our listeners out there. And I hope you guys are interested in listening to the show. Eventually, if we do another one of these live things, we might actually maybe set up a phone calling situation so we can have some callers.
Right. I mean, this is actually pretty cool. Spur of the moment.
Yeah. Totally random. Out of nowhere. I'm totally cool with that.
Right. If you want to see random, Okay, before we go, we have got to talk about the promo last year. The infamous... We did 30 takes. I kid you not, 30 takes, unplanned, could not get a decent take.
Yeah, the whole promo... Okay, so those of you who remember last year's promo, it was like, you know, honestly, Christmas time. A time for family. And then Joe would be like, Christmas time. Time for freeloading. And the first time he said that, I almost died laughing, and we could not get through a single take of the whole thing. It was supposed to be a big thing where I was all serious about it, and Joe was all like sarcastic and like negative about the whole situation.
And I think the thing was, if I remember correctly, Pickett was actually supposed to blow up and get mad about it, and that would be like cut to the, you know, the Pickett and Joe show, whatever. But it never happened because we never made it to the end.
No, not once. So. We have in our possession right now probably, I'd say, about an hour and a half worth of footage of me and Joe trying to get through this promo and messing it up every single time. And we've got some of that actually on the last year's promo, and we're thinking about compiling a new promo with that stuff.
I mean, we were watching some of it, and I'm not going to lie, I was laughing because I forgot some of the stuff that I said.
Well, and it's been a year. It's been over a year since we recorded that. So yeah. Yeah, it was golden though.
Golden. I could just say that shited was said.
It was.
By me. and again, it's just one of those things where, you know, you have to stay tuned to see what we're gonna do next. I mean, you should check out that promo at the Pickett and Joe Facebook page, and you can check out the skit, the studio, which was also done many times over.
Yeah, the studio. I gotta be honest, we sat in a room recording the studio. Now, it was just supposed to be a rough draft, but we wanted to get one full take of the whole thing. It was just gonna be a rough draft, and it only aired because we decided, well, we're not gonna be able to get this back together. Let's just move on. So we released the rough draft, which is not something we like to do, but we didn't want it to go without being aired ever.
Right.
But we spent, I would say, 3 or 4 hours in a room trying to get this little 3 or 4 minute skit done. Yep. And I mean, that's just how it takes, you know.
And I think the line that people would there were, I believe there were two lines that were really hard to get through. I don't know why. I do not know why. And they were both lines that I did again. The line where I said, I have an idea with a plunger, a nun, and a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos. Was one of them. Well, the main reason, I'll tell you the truth. Main reason Aaron Edwards is sitting right across from me.
And out of nowhere, he goes, Joe says,
you know, I have this great idea. I have this great idea with balls of nun, a plunger, and a bag of Flaming Hot Cheetos.
And out of nowhere, Aaron goes, I love those.
And that was totally, you know, just one of those spur of the moment moments that, you know, you can't, you know, you just can't expect. And from that, you know, I'd probably say at least 30 takes. Yeah. 30 takes for that one line.
The whole thing was just out there. It was so bananas.
And then the line, one of my favorite lines is one that I did, was not written, was when I said, when Gris said something about, or David said something about Haystack, which is Gris's character.
And Joe goes, yeah, well, he lives in a trailer.
That was totally off the cuff. And
completely out of nowhere.
And I remember sitting at that table, and one by one, after I said that, everybody was just like,
we were done.
Oh my gosh, you really just said that. And then, of course, the other take that took the longest was me blowing up on Dave, because I changed it every single time.
And that's what got me. See, a lot of that was improv from Joe. He read the script, and written it, for that matter. He wrote the script for the studio. And so every time he would go to the part where he blows up on me, every time was something completely different.
So, I mean, that's the beautiful thing. This is what we love to do. We love to make people laugh. And I've heard good things about the studio. I've heard great things about the promo.
Yeah, the promo in itself was the best. And that's why we decided that I think some of our best stuff is going to be off the cuff, improv, and out of nowhere. And that's why we're excited to record tonight and do some live broadcast.
So, I mean, I really hope you guys listen on Thursday night, because who knows? Here's the thing I'm excited about. We're about to get people in a room that have never been in a room before. We've never had Corey Koski and Brad Lohman together.
No, and both, that in
both hilarious. And then throwing Courtney, who is very funny. He is definitely, and he's one of those guys that, you know, he's going to say, and it might be ridiculous. It might be, oh, well, let's turn that mic off for a second.
Right, right. It makes me wish we had a dump button.
Right, and then...
dump 10 seconds.
And then, you know, he's never been with anybody else in the studio before. So, you know, I'm excited. Then, of course, you have Old Faithful Grizz, and you have Silent Tom. So, I mean, you got a lot of stuff going on right there. So, and I mean, who knows who else could join the cast? I'm not hinting at anybody else, but I'm just saying we still got a week to go. Who knows who could join the cast?
Right, right. We're not gonna hold it back any punches. Okay. This show is gonna be amazing, and we're gonna make sure it is. So we've got big things coming up for the show. Some songs. We're still working on an original song. Kind of original.
Kind of original. We kind of stole it.
Kind of our take on a song, more so. Been done several times, so it's whatever. And then we've even got the, you know, of course, like last year, the 12 Girls of Picket. We're going to bring that one back.
Yep. That's a funny one.
So,
thanks a lot, Brittany.
Yep. Yep.
What a jerk. This man's a jerk. I'm just throwing it out there.
I am.
writing meetings with Picket are not fun for me.
I love writing meetings. They're the best. So, if anybody wants any more information about the show, our website should be back up and running in the next couple of days. We'll be able to have some stuff up there. And you'll be able to email us on Facebook if you'd like to get a hold of us. Mm-hmm. Just anything you want, just let us know, and we'll get back with you as soon as possible. And
if you have any suggestions from stuff we've done in the past, like, I don't know, like Trailer Park News, or Storytime with Forrest, or Picket's Date, or whatever you guys want us to do in the future, you know, just let us know.
That's right. We can only survive if the people who are listening to us are active and say, hey, we like this. Because if we start doing stuff you don't like and you don't tell us, we'll never know.
Yeah, and we're going to keep doing it and making you mad. So you got to deal with it.
So anyway, well, thanks for tuning in. We're, like I said, we're super excited about the show. And we look forward to seeing all of you next Thursday.
Thursday, 7 o'clock.
We'll see you guys.
Hopefully Pickett's here.
I might be here. I don't even know. All right, guys. We'll get back with you then. Again, thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.
Peace.
Bye.